Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Saturday night Creation Light Shift. Oh, and it's Creation Light Shift, and this is the Saturday night live on the Light Shift. So we'll go there probably about a quarter till. And the date today that I'm going to clear to get this energy off of you, this energetic cording from the date, and all dates of these same numbers, at least the month and the day going back to the get-go, from your birth forward, which can help you, we'll clear this. So today is August the 26th, 2017. So here we go. Let's clear the stay off of you that could be connected to you from your past. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll energize if you have your light beam up or beams up on your monitor screen or screens to bring you peace energy for this show. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you happen to have something going on today that's bothering you, we can clear that one timeline that you think about right now. There could be other timelines too, but the one that you're looking at is probably the one that's disturbing you the most here. Oh, here we go, releasing that. So think of your problem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Call. That is Ron Ametron. He brings to all of Earth wonderful healings, clearings, really, where you get densities removed from your body and your spirit is more present with you and more able to be powerful and creative. So it's a wonderful experience to find Ron, to find his website, which is creationlightshift.com. Tonight is a terrific night to listen to him. Live especially, because later in the show we'll be going to Creation Lightship for a special physical healing. So if you haven't done it before, you want to prepare a bit and think about what it is you'd like to request to be healed and either write it down or just be prepared to say that out loud to the light being doctors that you'll be meeting with there. And you can send in places you might want to visit. Anything in nature. We already have a couple of requests in the inbox. Our email is clsquestions@yahoo.com, and there's a button on the BBS radio station page that says Fast Chat, and you can click on that, and I'll get your messages during the show. And it kind of makes it fun. Somebody already requested a room tonight. We don't go in often, and that's really nice. And we'll talk more about our calendar, but tomorrow is the wonderful 7-hour healing call run, one of his Sunday monthly calls. In fact, this is the last of the series of three for this month, and it starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you can still sign up to join Ron on that call on his website. And all the information is on there. You just sign in. You can also be a registered. You can register and be absentee. So it's not too late to join us for that, and it's wonderful. Also, very important, a very special and important healing event is happening next Saturday. It's a 3-hour call. It is where Ron is going to heal our placenta, and it's going to be a very powerful call, Ron, and I just wanted to look on the email really quickly because and describe it to make sure everybody really understands that Ron wants us to really understand that this is a very important foundational clearing, which he can't even fully describe because, as people know, other elements are listening to Ron and paying attention, and he's avoiding any of his work being potentially sabotaged so that we can have this experience in a completely clean, safe environment. So I want to just read the email. If you didn't get this email talking about the healing, well, you can request, I can forward it to you after the show. So send a request to clsquestions@yahoo.com. But really, more importantly, sign up to receive Ron's emails on the right side of his website. This session is dedicated to the vital energy connection between you and your birth placenta. Ron will focus on bringing healing to this existing lifelong energy imbalance. And some people who were the people who Ron found the healing really through, after the placenta healing, I felt as though I had the most incredibly deep muscle massage. I am now sleeping deeper, and my mind feels very peaceful. It's as if I'm doing mind-to-heart drops all day long. I didn't realize that I needed the session until I did it. Also, I must do healing. This is a foundation healing which has many layers and depths. I was still integrating afterwards. Feel free and more centered. And another, the placenta healing was subtle and extremely freeing. Very old flight or fight feelings just vanished. Body was more able to hold light, a very important healing. And then, as always, there will be water charging. And for this call, Ron is suggesting we prepare 8 glasses of water. Drinking water will be infused with rejuvenating living light energy specifically for your personal healing needs during this call. Prepare 8 glasses of water for your use during the call. Be ready to make a label for each glass of water to distinguish them apart. It's best to be present during the call, so find a quiet and relaxing location. And then on the email, it goes on to tell you how to call in. Once you pay and get your receipt, you'll be sent a phone number. If Ron, are they to send the receipt to you?
At this point, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so and then
I'll
Ron will send you the call. And
I'll be connecting with people probably middle of the week with the login information.
Great. Great. And Ron's email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And, yes, it's a great reminder. Call in about 5 minutes, 5 or even 10 minutes before the call, and announce yourself, and then press *6 or mute whatever your phone, however it mutes you, so that it's quiet for everybody. And see what else is on here that we need to talk about. Oh, well, Ron has added on a bonus that he's going to also remove some pins for us. So it's a $50 healing call. It will last for 3 hours. We had quite a few questions, Ron, about the water. One person's from another country. I know it's ideal to be on live, but I believe this person is going to be a registered absentee on the call, and she had some questions about the water. So, and specifically how long it would last, and I believe it's 24 hours. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, anything else you want to add about that? I talked a lot there. Anything else you want to add or say about the healing or the water?
I would do water on all the different calls to help you out if you need additional water for your body. The placenta call is going to be just a wonderful call, so we'll get on it. It's going to free you up of probably stuff that you know nothing about. So it's more like a self-empowerment for yourself. And you could feel possibly a loneliness energy coming to you maybe during the call because or abandonment, something like that. Even betrayal. So it's an energy that the placenta carries that is passed on to you And you now are dealing with that energy throughout your whole lifetime, and it can cause different types of traits and habits that you have. And so you want to get that released from you. What's an underlying this energy that's persuading your life, a direction that you know nothing about, but stuff always happens, or you're using that energy throughout your life and it's not comfortable. Back to you.
Okay, question just came in about that healing next Saturday. Can I do this healing for my 12-year-old granddaughter? She would not be present.
Well, it could be emotional. Is that fair to allow her to have maybe emotions that she can't relate to, you know, if she's not on the call? But that's your decision. Yeah, if you pay for her, she can come on the call. But, all the emotional, and she may feel upset when the call is on. I don't know if that would be fair to that person or not. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, good point. Okay. So last night, Ron did a wonderful bone density healing, and I'm wondering if anyone had noticed today any physical differences, any effects further from that healing last night. I know quite a few people did write in last night, but sometimes it takes a day or two to really kind of integrate and notice that, something's changed here. So I know people mentioned different body parts that were affected. And then at the end of the show last night, Ron, you did an alien release, and one listener felt that an alien came out of her body, actually, and she felt her shoulder jerk a lot. So that's interesting. And, you know, I didn't say it, but I felt, too, like something left my room.
So, and that's all pretty common stuff, you know, because they do inhabit your body even though you don't know about it. So if it leaves you, that's great.
Right, right. And somebody sent in a very nice picture that they had a rose in a pot, in a lovely pot, and it was dead. And after you did the plant coming back to life clearing, it's all come back. And there's a lovely picture here of it with all its former dead leaves and branches and things cut off. I think you saw it, Ron, didn't you?
I couldn't open it up, unfortunately. Maybe you can send it to me.
I will. I'll send it back to you.
That'd be great.
It's not like, little tiny shoots are coming out of the dirt. There are, you know, it's not blooming yet, but it's like got 4 and 6 inch little leaves coming up already.
Oh, sweet.
I'll send that over to you. That was very nice. Thank you, listener, for sharing that. You know, it's unfortunately just a radio show, so we can't show the pictures. Okay. So here's something interesting, Ron, that a listener sent in. Today, they were leaving their house to go out. You have said in the past that we can call your name if we see a dead animal by the side of the road to help its spirit. So today, this listener had an interesting experience with an injured white swan. Now, hopefully this swan is going to make it because it's a good story. It doesn't have a bad ending. But the swan was injured and limping, and it kept coming towards her. It was like over by a neighbor at first, and then in the middle of the street. It blocked her exit from her driveway, so she couldn't even leave. Finally, it came over to her yard and couldn't move, you know, and then unfortunately, or fortunately, either way, there was a five-year-old birthday party across the street, and all the kids came over, and they seemed to make it upset. But he just was determined, I guess, to get to this person's house, and they couldn't persuade it to move. Finally, they called the police, and the police very nicely came. This is a nice neighborhood because they won't always do this kind of thing. And with the help of a neighbor, they took it to a local veterinarian, and hopefully it'll be okay. So what do you think happened? Oh, and she comments that, I have never heard my address mentioned so many times by so many people trying to get the wildlife people called and the police called and everything. And why do you think that happened, Ron? It seemed like my house was singled out. Any thoughts on that?
Not too much, but it's quite interesting, though.
Yeah, I feel like smart swan.
I can sense the swan energy, so yes, very nice.
Well, I think it would be nice to go to a swan room tonight. I'll put that one down.
Okay.
Oh, and before we move on, I forgot. I think this is a very important announcement, and I meant to bring it up at the beginning of the show. Ron is going to do another enlistment. So if you want to enlist and you haven't yet, or you know anyone, and, of course, we'll talk about it again on Monday and Wednesday, but it's going to be this coming Thursday. That's August 31st. And every Thursday, Ron does the wonderful live clone removal call that feels wonderful. It takes all the clone replicas out of us. And in addition, this coming Thursday, Ron will be doing enlistments. And you can choose whatever country you'd like to join. So, for instance, if you're French, you can join French Special Force. Time-traveling soldiers they are, and they're Special Forces, we usually refer to them as. And they're connected to Creation Lightship, and they're doing the really good work. So if you're mad at the aliens, like most people are, it's wonderful to be enlisted. And also, we appreciate testimonials about how your enlistment is going, especially for people who may have enlisted just last week or 2 weeks ago. We'd love to know how you're feeling and if you notice things. There are some people who really know exactly what's happening on that plane, in that other dimension where the action is, and other people like me who really don't know. But it's interesting to hear, so we'd love to hear from people about that. Okay, do you want to talk about enlistments any more than that, Ron?
This will probably be the last one, because I have just maybe a couple people that kind of missed out, or they're maybe brand new and they want to enlist, so this will be probably the last one that I do, just as a courtesy for people who want to enlist.
Okay. And so, I guess we did cover this one last night. Let me just find the next question here. Do we need in any way, does anyone need to address, we had like three people write in about the planetary event that happened this past Monday. It doesn't particularly feel right to me for us to talk about it because I think it's over with, but I guess the general, what people are wanting to know, is there any more clearing that needs to be done around that, Ron?
Probably not.
Okay.
But I noticed, like today, it's fairly quiet. The airwaves are quiet. And so I would, you know, since we had that event happening and lots of people, at least where I am, you know, not necessarily where I am, but going through the area that I live in, going up north, it was a big event for a lot of people, and they probably all got cloned out, not to, if they were human, or maybe they got a new clone on a reboot or something. But basically, the airways feel pretty silent out there right now. Sometimes that's a bad thing, because the aliens are planning something. But it could be just because the people that were here that used to have the mind chatter transmissions, they have like a mass mind consciousness. So the darkness has to transmit energies so all these things can get into alignment and hear what they need to do next. So when that energy leaves, what the dark side is doing, then all of a sudden you feel a lot looser. Your body is rigid or irritated as that transmission no longer is on. So that's what I think we have right now. I will just see if anybody comments on, you know, if they feel the same thing. If you do comment, just say what state you're in. Well, back to you.
Okay. Yes, Ron, it's so interesting. Someone wrote in, Ron, today the energy just all around me feels different and lighter. It's almost as if something was blocking or plugging my ears, and now my ears feel like they're hearing better. There's no chatter. There's less mind chatter. So I was just about to read that, and you kind of mentioned it. So are you saying you're not sure if that's a good... That sounds like a good thing to me, but you're saying maybe our foreign friends, our very foreign friends are up to something?
It could be, you know, both. So we'll see.
Well, all we need to do is stay peaceful and stay on the CLS New Earth. Okay. Oh, we're getting in more room requests. Thank you very much. Okay. So, okay, we have let me see. I want to find this question, Ron, because I thought it was very interesting, and people might be able to also help this listener. Okay, I'm not finding it, but I remember what I read. For the past 5 years, this person has had a repeat broken bone in the same body part 3 times. And their question is why, which, yes, that's a very good question. But I would add, and what can she do about it?
What was the how far apart was this going on? Any idea?
Well, okay, let me just try and find this. Here it is. It was the third time in 5 years. That's all they say. So 3 breaks of the same limb in 5 years, and I gather one is fairly recently.
The question is, you know, like, why is that happening to me? That could be one way to look at it, or it could be asking also what energetic bodies need to be cleared, because actually if you have something like that going on, of the fourth time could be an amputation. So I think the person is probably really concerned that this is the third time this happened, and they want to know how to correct it, or at least have a better chance of not happening again. and becoming worse. So that's how I would look at this here. So mm-hmm. The information that I would say is, you know, I don't know what clearings you've done yet. I don't like answering these questions because I don't get enough information from the person or people. So it's, you know, if you tell me that you did, you know, your emotional clearing and your mental clearing and did trauma and fear, then I have something to go by. So if you haven't done those clearings, then that's what you do first. Also, that could be attached to get barcodes, number, you know, as another clearing to do. You definitely want to do a whole bunch of timeline crashes since you have the same injury, in a sense. Boy, they really got you. I would probably do 50,000 timeline crashes to maybe 100,000 because, like I said, the next one could be amputation or something being mangled where you can't use it. So it sounds like it's functional, whatever the problem, you know, is going on there. So that's what I would do. If you just had it recently, then you want to do the body jump start. So maybe this is a new injury within the last week or two. So get on the body jump start clearing. And you need to do those other prerequisites first, or at least do that when you're doing that the body jump start one. Now, the next thing is you say, why did it happen to me? Well, it's simple. Your energetic bodies are clogged up, and when they get that way, then you have problems. So that's why you want to start clearing these energies out. Also, it could be, you know, your soul family agreements. You may want to get disconnected from your soul family. You do have that soul family clearing, which can help you. You want to do that quite often, maybe every couple weeks or something. Yeah, when things start happening on your doorstep, you want to definitely try to find out what's going on with you. So it sounds like a situation that, to me, it sounds like it'd be pretty urgent because if it just happened, then you're going through a healing process and you don't want to have contamination from these energies so that you're... His bones, you know, you want them to heal properly. So, you know, you want to do something to help that out. Maybe a special clearing where you can release, you know, to do a clearing on your skeleton possibly, or maybe you have an arm or leg problem or something. So it just sounds like your energetic bodies are contaminated, or volunteered with your soul family to do this because you already had it done twice and you thought it would be easy to do it again so your soul family could benefit by your misery. That's where the dark side works, is your soul family. They give your soul family like learning lessons, and so this is what you're experiencing is a learning lesson because somebody else didn't want to have it. And because you're contaminated with density, which is what brought it to you anyway, you know, what's on your psychic billboard? Oh, you need to look at that. So, you know, what are you saying? I like having bones broken, you know, please do it again. You know, something like that is probably on there. No, if you're skeptical about having it get healed properly. So, anyway, that's... well, you have to look at what's going on, get the stuff released from you. Oh, you know, like I said, I don't know what type of healing you've done in the past, which is very, it's unfortunate for you to talk about this without saying what clearings you've had. But I really, you know, I can't help you more than just tell you to do those clearings. If you had some and you mentioned it to me, then I could probably help you out further without... the information and just giving a few words there about a situation, you know, you're not helping yourself. So back to you, Anne.
Okay. Well, and I would say, well, for everyone to do the death barcode clearing, because Ron has added on two just immense free healings to the death barcodes. First, he gave us the option to continue using it without paying more money. It's $100. And clear depression barcodes. And just last week, he's told us we can eliminate mind of the body death barcodes. And for the regular death barcodes, I don't know what else to call them, Ron, but regular death barcodes, and the mind of the body death barcodes, you need to write to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com and ask him how many you have. You don't just start doing them. And then as far as the depression and how many to do, just keep going till you feel some relief and you feel like, oh, whatever depression bar, it's, you know, Ron doesn't really know how many we might have on us of those. So you just want to keep clearing them. Okay. And also, of course, just to review, the first clearing Ron recommends is the emotional. And then I would think this person would benefit very much from the pain body clearing. Okay. Someone wrote in about the bone strengthening that you did last night, Ron. Thank you, listener. Hi, Ron. Thank you for the bone strengthening healing. Walking is much better. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. And somebody wrote in, and it's just, I guess, a couple of more things about last Monday. And I thought they put it really well. And I, you know, hopefully nobody listening to these shows and who knows Ron went anywhere near that event. I can't find the one I wanted to read, but I will. I'm going to read something else, though, first, and I'll find it. For today, something is up. I noticed two grocery stores I shopped at have been full of people loading up on groceries yesterday and standing in long lines. Not a usual thing. Most stores have only three checkers, and the lines are short. And this has been a change. So that's related to people saying they're feeling a kind of change in the environment or, you know, something in the air. There's something in the air tonight. And now, and yep, someone else wrote, go ahead.
No, Collins would know.
Pardon?
Phil Collins would know what the problem is.
Oh. That's right. You know that song. Here it is. Okay, so someone wrote, they're so grateful that they were on the other side of the world when that event happened, so they saw nothing of it. But, oh boy, my new age friends were sending me all kinds of stuff and getting very excited and would not listen to my gentle incendiary warnings, like, be a bit careful here. We don't know what's going on up there. Remember 2012? So thank you for doing these shows, they're saying, Ron, and being there for people. And of course, we do all thank you. And also, just a reminder to everyone, I've been trying to remember to say this lately, you know, Ron has a big expense with the website. He pays to be on these radio shows, which, of course, he's happy to do and enjoys doing. But feel free, especially if you've benefited from some of the free clearings he does so generously, to send a donation. The PayPal button used to be set to a minimum of $20, and that got changed to $10. So if that makes it easier for anyone to send Ron a quick donation, that would be really nice. It helps defray the cost of us being on the air. Okay. And another one, and this is a person in another country. I guess I can say, you know, what country they're in. We never give out anybody's name, Ron, but this listener is in India. I keep my interactions with humans/clones to a minimum. Like another person said, I prefer it that way since it's very easy for me to stay peaceful. At the same time, I feel wonderful in the presence of animals and plants. I have two dogs and I keep talking to them. They understand every word and at times get fed up with me. But the dark side still manages to bring situations into my life that force me to interact with very dumb clones who do and say stupid things. They lie, deceive, and manipulate. I have realized that, A, I have a very low tolerance for lies and deceptions. I cannot take it when clones try to cheat me. They operate with zero conscience and have no manners. And I have a very low tolerance for clones who do stupid things. How do I clear the above reactions I have? I get irritated and frustrated with them. Would the anger body help? And after that, I was thinking of doing timeline crashes on the same. Thank you. P.S. I have done almost all the whole life clearings you offered and have the unlimited versions.
Yeah, the anger one would be probably pretty good. You might even do the judgment clearing if you haven't done that one. We don't normally talk about that clearing, but the judgment one could maybe help a lot. Let's probably do the judgment before you do anger, just to see what happens. But, it is difficult when you get targeted with these people and they come in. I think if you did the mind to heart drop maybe more, you might become invisible to them. You may be the only human left, and they want to, and they know that possibly, wherever you are, maybe you're in the territory that you live in or reside in. Maybe you're one of the few humans, and so naturally the clones are going to be curious, you know. So they maybe want to take your energy from you by sparking a conversation that might be more on the negative side or something, or asking ridiculous questions to you. So you might look at that. And I don't want to live with sideways. It's the consent. So you don't want to consent to working with them. So know that you don't consent to deal with these clone energies. Back to you.
Right, and I would think that this person wants to be very shrink-wrapped whenever they go out, too, because mightn't part of it be they're trying to take her energy?
Oh, yes, it's definitely.
Yeah.
I kind of mentioned on one show, you could possibly get some pepper or something and put it underneath your nose like you have an itch or something and start to sneeze a lot. Maybe kind of hard on your body, but that would probably make them leave you alone. Not knowing what you have. So anyway, that's another way of looking at it. Well, back to you.
Okay.
Oh, boy. What time is it? Show is like a blink of an
eye.
Wow,
you're right. It's just going so fast. Okay, we've got a couple more people have written in, but well, we can go to Lightship now if you're ready, Ron.
Well, let's do those two things. Maybe we can do them in a few minutes here, then go to the Lightship.
Okay. Yes, clear and cool here in Maryland. I noticed this clearness and quietness this morning. Everywhere felt spacious and calm. I didn't see ship clouds early near my house. Later, yes, huge, expansive gray masses across the sky. The weather here the last few days has been unseasonably clear, cool, and beautiful.
So maybe there's a connection between the grocery stores being super busy as they drop the clones here to get their goodies. Then they're going to all be abducted and going somewhere else. So maybe this is like a stopover point right now. And they're probably just all being taken out. All the airways are quiet. Oh, back to you. We can do the next question.
Okay, someone is saying, please explain how to do the mind of the body death barcode. Do I use the mind of the body clearing, or do I use the death barcode clearing?
The death barcode clearing. So it is good to do the mind of the body clearing. Yes, that is a good one to do. But the death barcode is used to take the barcodes off. So I guess we should go to the light ship. Here we go. Oh, boy. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, but only if you're listening live. If you're hearing us on an archive, then we'll just feel the peace energy. So here we go, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hot tub room is normally what we go into. And here we go. Let's go there. And we have a request for Canadian geese. So let's go to the geese room. And maybe the geese speak French or something, you know. Well, anyway, here we go, going to the geese room. Canadian geese, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Have a request for bee room, so there's all different types of bees, so your choice on what bees you'd like. I'll just focus myself on the bumblebees because they're kind of nice and fuzzy, and you can ride on them. So here we go. Go for a ride on the bumblebee, so here comes this energy. Stronger, stronger, and stronger, and do request your one particular hidden that you'd like to have. We got a rainbow room, so I guess you can just see different rainbows there if you like. And we can also go into the rainbow waterfall room where you get cleansed with all different types of wonderful frequencies. So here we go. Both rooms are available now, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we got one for beavers, so here we go. And maybe sea otters too, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We got a room for swans. Oh, here we go. Here comes the swan energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, boy. A lot of energy there in the swan room. Must have got a lot of relief from going there from somebody. Gold dust room. Okay. And maybe golden light room. So here you are. Oh. I mean, your way, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into a room that has the oxygen. We'll be coming back to the light ship. So here we go, the bubbly oxygen room. Has this energy all around you. And we got the rainforest room. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. Hopefully the healing's helped you a lot. And you're getting your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants to come with you. Back down. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, and I'll turn it back over to you. We could probably go up till 5 after the hour, so we got about 15 minutes.
Wonderful. So keep sending in your comments, questions. Anything about the healings that you'd like to know? Someone had just a quick question. They'll be calling from overseas. Yes, the call is a toll-free number. I believe it is a toll-free number. It's always the same phone number, and then the PIN numbers change depending upon which call Ron is having. He has, you know, gets a new PIN number for it. So if you've called into a call before, you can keep the phone number, and then you'll just get a new PIN. Okay, and someone wrote in about angry people. My daughter went away with a friend and found them to be angry in her family. She said it seemed the mother was particularly angry, and it seemed directed at my daughter. This family does all kinds of things that we stay away from, so could it be from the event that we do not want to name?
Yeah, very possibly. Yeah, very, very possibly. So, yeah, remember, the word free will gives the aliens, if you believe in that, gives the aliens the availability to contract with you because you believe free will, free choice, and you can go negative or positive with your free will. And so doing something negative, if you wish to do that, is you know, your free will. Aliens do the same thing because you're going on the premise of free will, free choice, so they can get into the same system as you, and they can go, oh, you do it, I can do it too to you. So we're going to experiment with you on these timelines and maybe cause you harm that you don't know about, but it's our free will, free choice to attack you because you believe in free will, free choice. So what you want is just to be peaceful. And they'll be peaceful, hopefully, if they want to follow what you're doing. They may give up on you, but here we go. So what? Any other question out there?
Aaron? No, I just wanted to say, Ron, that in a way, that comment about this person's daughter being kind of attacked by anger isn't that different from the email I read before, the person having to deal with clones that lie, and we just have to constantly protect ourselves, I guess, and keep clearing and not feel like a victim. But I guess if you, like, I know I'd be upset if that happened to my child, you know, and you can sort of feel like a victim, so that somebody in that family, if not a few of them, might need the victim clearing. We can't clear the other people, I guess. We just stay away from them.
And if your daughter's going there a lot, you could do a clearing on, on the other, you know, family members too. It'll just cost you additional money to do that. But sometimes if it's a situation that's going on many times during the week, then by all means do a clearing on these people, at least do the emotional clearing. They may be more balanced when your daughter goes to see them. Oh.
Right. I remember ages ago someone wrote in that they do the free satellite clearing on people before they come to her house, and I always do that now. I think that listener knows who they are from a long time ago, and I really took that tip to heart, and it works. Someone wrote in, I enjoyed the beavers. They like to show their big front teeth. So cute.
That's great.
And a comment about the placenta. Many indigenous societies bury the placenta and plant a seed tree with the placenta.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't think that when you're, most Western people are born in hospitals, and I, you know, that is not what happens.
Nope.
But I mean, it's. I don't think that is a very pleasant thing to think about, right, Ron? And whatever happened, we'll get that cleared this coming Saturday.
A week away.
Yes, it came so fast. I know when we first started saying September 2nd, it seemed so far away. Oh, here's something interesting. I did my death barcodes this summer. I recently heard someone saying they are wondering where your barcodes are. Don't speak to them. Sometimes I respond to beings or entities by accident. Anyway, if they notice, do you think I have another? That's so interesting. So that, like, someone was sort of talking about this person?
Yeah,
Ron can't answer that over the radio. But, pardon?
It could be possible that you have one or two.
Okay.
Maybe they're reading your psychic billboard or something like that. But just send me an email, and I can tell you what you have, and also, how many mind of the body death barcodes, you're dealing with also.
Right. Send that to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and Ron will let you know. And, someone wrote... someone wrote, we planted a tree with our oldest daughter's placenta. That's very nice. So some people do take control of those things. you know, and don't let the doctors take them off to whoever, or they don't end up in the garbage. Okay. On Thursday this week in northern Wisconsin, I drove into town and was asking myself, what is different? Things were very clear. I was wondering if it was from a clearing I did. I could see things differently.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is from the first part of the week and the stuff that the time-traveling soldiers are doing more recently here. Can't talk about it too much, but that's sort of what I would say. And you're feeling more peace energy. And the people that, you know, got involved with that abduction process, like in 2012, are gone. And the clones that came in, the new ones, are on a completely different wavelength. Can't detect anything. Or maybe they're not really that active yet. We'll just see what happens. Time will tell. Well, about a month away, you're going to know if they're resonating with frequencies that you normally think with. Putting out my control transmissions to the clones at some frequency. And are you connected to it? Feels like they dropped or changed their frequency, so you're not tuned in any longer to that frequency, which is really nice. Well, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting, Ron. And as the days and weeks go by, maybe down the road you'll be able to share a few more things with us once they're more in the past. I know people enjoy kind of getting your updates, and it's not always appropriate for you to tell us, I know. So back to the placenta. The same person wrote in to say on their other child, their younger daughter, they took their placenta and they wouldn't give it back to them. So that's the opposite. That's the kind of negative type of thing that goes on. Okay.
I got paid a lot for it.
All right. Well, here's just a simple kind of clearing question. How long is 1,000 timeline crashes? How many for an abduction? Oh, Ron suggested 1,000 timeline crashes for an abduction. How long in minutes is that? How many timeline crashes can you do in an hour? Thank you.
We have some information on doing multiple timeline crashes. Maybe you could maybe send that person the email on that.
Right, I sure will. You need to. That was the fast chat. So just send an email, and we'll send that out. What Ron has said in the past, you need to do a little math if you're going to have the timeline crashes crashed consecutively, which is how most people are doing them now. And Ron has said sometimes they'll be as fast as 5 seconds. 5 minutes is a good gauge. Very occasionally, one might take up to 20 minutes, but that if you kind of round it to 5 minutes, that's the, you know, kind of safe way to do it. And you'll know when you're done that you're done. Would you say that correct, Ron? Do you want to add any or amend anything I said?
That sounds good, and you can just let it run, you know. The three nice friends that we have in New York figured out a way to do the timeline crashes a lot quicker by checking a box. So I think we have that information. Oh, and they do a lot of timeline crashes. So that was, I think they mentioned it maybe 3-4 years ago. So you may have information on steps that you could do to help out yourself to get more timeline crashes done without you going back to your computer all the time. So,
right. Right. Yeah, we have an instruction sheet for the for all of them, but especially for the newer one. That's the unlimited Timeline Crash that you can buy once, and Timeline Crash, everything you need to Timeline Crash for the rest of your life, which is wonderful. Okay, we're getting close to the end already, but here's a question. Hi, Ron. I live with my mother as I am her caregiver. However, since I have done some clearings, when my mother asks me to do something for her and gets upset if I don't do it immediately, I suddenly feel a very sharp pain in a certain body part, you know, one or two body parts, the same. What is happening? Is she courting me or is this something else? I always then do an emotional clearing for that situation and the pain usually goes away within a few minutes. Just wondering what is happening.
Give me two things. Number one, it'd be a psychic attack, naturally. So probably more than courting, just a psychic attack done to you. And maybe there's an entity in there wanting you to do something. So I would do an entity clearing, many of them, on your mother. And then I would also do many, well, I'd say like maybe do a week of them. No, maybe three a day or something, four a day for about a week and see what happens. And then she's, you know, either being used or doing a psychic attack on you in a sense, but it's actually a mind control transmission of anger, it looks like. Well, that would be the dark side practitioner clearing. Oh, I guess we could do a BBS show here, so... Tomorrow is our 7-hour special conference call to release alien critters out of you. Ones that you can't see, but sometimes you can. And starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time, a.m., 10 a.m. in the morning, 7-hour call. We do water charging and a lot of healing work. So we'll just do the mind-to-heart drop right now. So when you do this, you command your spirit to do this for you. So the command would be, I now command my spirit. Next part, number two, take the thoughts in my head. Number three, cut them into my heart. Very simple. Now to facilitate this action, having your spirit do some wonderful work for you to give you peace. Here we go. So we count from 10 to 1 backwards three times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8. 7654321. Okay, everybody. Blessings. And next Saturday, we have our birthday for September people. We'll see you later. Thank you, listeners. And thank you, ladies behind the scene. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.